Thanks, Simon. 10 to 9. 2 years ago this week, the so-called Arab Spring reached Syria and protesters against the Assad regime began taking to the streets. The Syrian government responded with force and what started as peaceful protests turned into an armed insurrection. And 2 years on, the country is locked in a vicious civil war. 70,000 Syrians have died. A million others have fled to neighbouring countries. Britain and America decided to send non-lethal military supplies to the rebels and will not rule out sending arms in the future. As our Middle East editor Jeremy Bowen reports, the crisis continues to deepen.
2 years ago, angry but peaceful demonstrators in Deraa in southern Syria joined in the chant that had already accompanied the Arab uprisings in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya and Yemen. The people want the fall of the regime. Like so much that's happened in Syria, it was recorded on a mobile phone. It isn't possible to seal a country off anymore. Protests spread. The Assad regime's answer was to open fire. Every war produces a singer whose songs catch the mood and the moment. For Syrians who oppose the rule of the House of Assad, it's Yahya Hawar, sounding more optimistic about how this will turn out than many others.
I believe that Syria will become a free and a lawful country, God willing, after all of this is said and done. Syria will return to its freedom, will return to a lawful country. But this is something that only the people of Syria can do for themselves.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Bashar al-Assad is still there because his air force can bomb the rebels, whose foreign support doesn't match what he gets from Iran and Russia. And enough Syrian people buy his line, laid out by Radwan Risk, a pro-Syrian Lebanese analyst, that the regime is a bulwark against Sunni Muslim extremists.
Up till now, after 2 years of fighting, the army is still united. The Syrian people, at least as I know, more than 50% still support Bashar Assad. And now, after 2 years, people are reconsidering their position because they have destroyed their own country. They could have talked to the government. They were willing to sit and talk. And the Syrian people should have grabbed this chance. And they could have reached and achieved much more than what they are achieving now.
By the end of the first year, the protesters were shooting back. Both sides have talked about talks, but both seem to believe that they can win. Jihadists have strengthened the rebel war effort. Western countries, creeping towards sending military supplies, would prefer to support the still sprawling and often disorganized Free Syria Army. Mohammed al-Mohajja, an FSA spokesman, denied that they've been eclipsed by the radicals.
The morale of the Free Syrian Army is very high. With the simplest weapons, we are achieving huge victories. It is not possible to reach a solution without a military solution. Political efforts could have worked in the past, but in the current situation, with the sacrifices made by the citizens of Syria, with the huge number of martyrs and the huge level of destruction, it is not possible for the people to accept a political situation involving in any way Bashar al-Assad or his government. The solution is military.
And that means Syria's future contains more grief and more death.
Jeremy Bowen reporting that's 5 to 9.